Well, I don't know that we've got too many kids here this morning, except in the front row. We got a couple, two or three or four. What are some things that you might do as you come to church this morning? Before you came to church, what did you do? Got up. What else?
She went to the bathroom.
She went to the bathroom. Well, I was going to say, when you go to the bathroom, but I better be careful how I word that.
She brushed her hair, she said.
She what?
Brushed her hair.
You brush your hair? Well, I can see it too. It's beautifully done. What else do you do? You have a shower?
Clean your teeth.
Clean, that's exactly what I wanted her to say, because before we come to church, we've got to clean our teeth. Now, anybody not clean their teeth this morning? Freebies, the packet's a brand new packet. I've used this a few months now, I think, but it'll just have to do, I'm afraid. So, let's see if I can get this out. This is expensive toothpaste. This is, doesn't just clean your teeth, it gives you a nice feeling. It says it's rapid relief, and of course, we want rapid relief when we're in the bathroom and want to. Ooh, look at that, see, it comes out. What do we do next? I'm not going to do it, but what I normally do next? Put it in some water and scrub away. But what happens if I get too much toothpaste on the toothbrush? Can I put it back in the toothpaste jar? Can I? Ever tried doing it? Southlanders who are so stingy that they want to put every bit of toothpaste back that they can possibly find, don't they? I don't know if I can get this in.
So they said it would be Christ.
Yes, well, it could well be.
Just leave it on the brush, it'll be there.
I did bring another packet with me just so that I could stick it away, but the point that I'm wanting to make is this, that when you take the toothpaste out of the toothpaste tube, you can't get it back in again, can you? I was going to bring some other tubes this morning to keep me on my feet during the day and in bed at night time, but I didn't. But it's the same with every tube that you have, whether it's toothpaste or whether it's other stuff that you put on to stop the knees creaking in the middle of the night or something like that. And it's a bit like our tongue. Who's got tongues? Anybody? Let's see them. Game enough to show, yes, one or two tongues out there. Well, it's very interesting because the tongue's only a wee little bit in our body, but it's such a powerful thing. And if you look at the book of James, you can see there that the tongue, although it's only a little thing, can be used in good ways or bad ways. And let me just read just a wee bit from James here. He says, likewise, the tongue is just a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest fire is set on fire by a small spark. It only takes a thing to set the whole forest on fire. And it goes on to say all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, sea creatures, are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It's restless, full of evil, or full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth comes praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? The tongue can be used for good or for evil. It can be used to build up or to break down. Once it comes out of the mouth, it can't actually go back in again, can it? So remember that. Let's just pray. We thank you, O God, that you have given us tongues to speak and to do lots of things with. And we thank you that they can be used for good times and to say good positive things about people. They can be used to sing praises to Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Or else they can be used for bad things, to knock down, to abuse, to hassle. And so, Lord, we pray that we might think of toothpaste and remember that once it comes out, it's not going back in again. Therefore, we pray that you might give us by your Spirit strength today to say good, positive, encouraging things in the same way as Jesus sought to do for us. We pray this in his name. Amen.